and gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
With the primers, baby.
You gonna love her to death.
All right, let me sing a verse.
She the one with the blue dress song.
She the blue dress song.
Not long, all right,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you some of that rock and roll
music. What I say, baby, what I say.
A big hello to all you garage rock heads out there. This is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
I'm ready and listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool groove. Just sit back. Close your eyes.
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, one, 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 one. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sound in the world, and you've got it.
Get naked, baby.
Dons, better get ready out there, because on today's show, we're going to feature some of the great bands from the UK that came to the US and started the British invasion. Up first out of 1963 with their Tottenham sound, the DC5.
Watch me now! Oh! I said I'll work it on, baby. Oh, you're driving me crazy.
Out of 1963, the very cool sounds of the DC5. They had numerous hits and appeared 18 times on the Ed Sullivan Show. They were promoted as a vanguard of the Tottenham sound, and that was in response to Liverpool's The Mercy Beat, the DC5.
You're listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
good times, great old days. The memories are here.
Bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
1971.
That's right, Garage Rock Kids. It was 1971, man. And we're going to remain in London, England. Here they are, the bad boys of rock and roll, the Slanted Rocks. Great sound. A little track that was cut in 1971 at the Muscle Shoals Recording Studio in Schofield, Alabama. The Rolling Stones.
Taking you back in time. As we rewind the music.
Rock and roll!
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
Lordy, lordy, Iceman, I was just going to mention that the Bat Phone is open and ready to take some requests. Luther said it's Ed out of Fresno, so Iceman, go ahead and take it, baby.
Hello, what you want?
Hey, this is Ed from Sunshine Daydream. Played in Fresno for a little while, and you know what I would really like to hear is some gnarly street level Kink. Nothing like that band in the early days.
Thanks for calling in, Ed, and the Iceman and Dickie Lee. Well, we hope you're enjoying this British Invasion weekend. And here's that song you requested out of 1964, The Punkish Sounds of the Kinks.
You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh,
your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Yeah, what a great sound out of 1964. And man, these guys, they influenced so many future generations of garage rock groups. You would hear their sound appear in later years in genres such as punk and new wave. The Kinks for you.
You're listening to the soundtrack of your life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Song like totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
I love to listen while I work.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
$1 million weekend.
It happened.
That's right, Garage Rock has it was 1967, and up next we're going to lay the sounds of a British group that was formed in 1960. They were one of the first that invaded America and presented us with that Mercy sound. It is estimated that they sold over 600 million records. They started out as a pop bubblegum type of band, but evolved into unprecedented commercial success. Right now we're going to take you on a magic carpet ride back to 1967, where they won a Grammy for Album of the Year. This was a title cut off of that album, and also was their first attempt to enter into the psychedelic world when they wrote this song about tangerine trees, marmalade skies, and a strange-looking girl with kaleidoscope eyes. All right, and right now, Donald's the Iceman and Dickie Lee, but we're going to spin a special track for our good buddy John Perko out of Maryland Heights, Missouri. Now, John, we know you love the Beatles, and you keep up that passion for rock and roll.
Marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drip past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Man, oh man, what a sound, what a song, and what a group. The Beatles.
Oh my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Down with your pants, sir.
Let's start the party.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies. Those rotten forgotten. Those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Iceman, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite oldies and lay it on me right now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby. Great pick, Iceman. And for all you garage rock heads, we're going to take you back to 1967, another great group that was part of the British invasion. Here they are, the Spencer Davis Group. What a great rock group. They were originally known as the Muff Winwood Jazz Band. Wow, what a name. And then later morphed into the Spencer Davis Group. You've reached Dickie Lee the Iceman, baby, and who's this?
This is Kitten.
How you doing, darling?
Doing good.
Are you doing anything special tonight?
A few friends over, we're, you know, sitting around listening to you.
Well, that's very cool, darling, but the most important thing are you enjoying yourself and having a good time with your friends.
Yes.
Well, Kitten, what do you think about the Iceman and Dickie Lee coming over in the Batmobile, baby, and spinning some grooves with you and your friends, man, and listen to some great tunes?
Come over anytime.
Now, darling, how about all those other folks that are listed right now? Can they come over too? And, man, we'll have a real party.
Buddy, I'd love you to come over.
Hey, did you hear that, Iceman, baby? You better get outside and get that Batmobile warmed up, man. Well, Kitten, we'll bring it all, baby, and we'll have a ball, man. And Kitten, we hope you're enjoying this British Invasion weekend. Wow, there were so many great groups. And the one we're going to lay on you right now was originally released in 1965. It did not chart. Then in 1966, a British group got a hold of it. They rearranged it. And as they say, the rest is rock and roll history. So Kitten, get ready, darling, because this song is especially for you. I think I love you.
But I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold
appetite. I love you.
Out of 1966, The Troggs.
Good times and great oldies. We've all got a new man.
As I always say, darlings, this is one of my favorite times of the show, where we're able to hear from some of these great rock and rollers out of the 60s and early 70s. For today's show, my good buddy Merle Finkhauser interviews Eric Burden of Eric Burden and the Animals a number of years ago. The interview took place in San Luis Obispo. So let's join in and hear from another superstar who fronted a great British invasion group. Take it away, Merle.
So how do you like San Luis Obispo up here?
I love it. It's a cute little town. Yeah. Nice little town you got here.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I was talking to Brian about some new material that you guys are coming up with. You're going into the studio to record a new album, right?
Pretty soon, yeah. It's imminent, yeah.
Any tentative title for that yet?
No. No.
You won't let anything out?
We let the baby, get born first, and then we give it a name.
And then name it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I love the stuff you did, Sky Pilot, Monterey, all of that. That was wonderful stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So we're looking forward to hearing you play here tonight. Any special things that you're going to do tonight? Any new tunes, maybe?
Wow, it's all special.
It's all special. Anything you'd like to say to America? Any special message?
Keep on rocking in the free world.
Keep on rocking in the free world. That's funny because what I use as a motto for this show is keep on rocking America.
Exactly my sentiments.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Eric, for coming on the show tonight.
More music. The legends of rock and roll.
Many thanks to Merle Finkhauser and Eric Burden of the Animals. And right now, darlings, we're going to take you back to 1964, the city, New Orleans. The place, the red light district. This is all about a den of iniquity called the House of the Rising Sun.
They call the rising sun. Thank you.
1964, another great British invasion group. They were known for that guttural blues sound. Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Legendary songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Round, round, get around, I get around. They say the neon lights are bright.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Live here.
That's right, Dolans. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right here with Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Now cue it up, Iceman. What you got for us?
1969.
That's right, Garage Rock heads. It was 1969, man. And we're going to travel to Bethel, New York. It was August of that year, and this group came on the first day of the festival, and they played this track. From Woodstock, here they are, 10 years after. Group with Alvin Lee on guitar, Leo Lyons on bass, Rick Lee on drums, Marcus Bonfanti on guitar, and Chuck Churchill on keyboard. The great sounds of 10 years after. You get on in here with Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, baby, because we're going to get those old records off the shelf, man, and we're going to lay some good old good ones on you. But most important, we're going to bring some smiles to your ears.
The memories are here.
Lordy, lordy, Iceman, that phone is ringing again, baby. Let's see who's on the line. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? This is Maureen from Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Iceman, it's Maureen on the line, baby. And Maureen, I gotta tell you, baby, the Iceman and Dickie Lee, we love Point Pleasant. Iceman, I see you jumping and down, baby, but Maureen can't see you. Now, Maureen, the Iceman, he told me he wants to sing a song especially for you. So go ahead, Iceman, and hit it.
Are you ready?
I know the gal, and Ruby is
you
her
tell
name.
Her, Iceman.
Is that you, Ruby?
I don't think so.
Now, you sure, darling? You think real hard about that.
No.
After all, you might be having one of those aromatherapy moments and having difficulty focusing, man. So are you sure?
Positive.
Well, Ruby, thanks for calling in, darling. We really do appreciate it. And we have a song right now, especially for you.
Get naked, baby. Bye.
Million Dollar Weekend.
Get happy. Yeah.
That's right, darlings, it was 1967, and we hope you're really digging on this British invasion. Up next, we're going to go from the Merseysound of Liverpool to London. That's where this next group was based. They were a power group comprised of drummer Ginger Baker, bass guitarist Jack Bruce, and also lead guitar Eric Clapton. Here they are. They were the cream of the crop. This is the Iceman's favorite song, baby. He calls it the aromatherapy anthem out of the 1960s.
Another cruising classic, 1971.
Man, oh man, wasn't this a great track to groove to? Yet another great British group, T-Rex.
More smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
Now, we hope you darlings are enjoying this great British Invasion weekend. And right now, we're going to join Terry Sylvester. He was a lead guitar player, singer, and songwriter for the Hollies. They were based out of Liverpool. I think you're really going to get a kick as he talks about some of the great groups that were based out of that city. So, Terry, take it away and tell us all about the Hollies.
We formed a band called The Escorts, or a group in those days, called The Escorts, and we were pretty good. We were young, we were like 5 years younger than the Beatles and Jerry and the Pacemakers, which I was very annoyed about at the time, but you know what? I'm very pleased about it now. Yeah, I like it now. But as it happened, it didn't matter. Seeing all my friends like Jerry and Billy and all the lads in the Beatles go to the States and do the Ed Sullivan show, I was a little bit pea green with envy, I have to tell you. But we used to appear a lot with the Hollies and obviously everybody else. And when Graham Nash, in 1968, thankfully, decided to come to America, actually, with Crosby, Stills and then later Young, the Hollies asked me to join, so there was no hesitation on that front, because they were one of my favorite groups.
Oh, they were huge by then, too.
Yeah,
the
huge.
String of hits, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're so well known for their harmonies. How'd you fit into that?
Well, that's exactly. We were from the same school of harmony. Yeah. The Everly Brothers were our heroes.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't really need to rehearse with them. I knew the songs. I knew the lyrics.
Well, I remember being a fan back in the day, you know, and there were so many great bands from England. I mean, it was really a wonderful time, you know, the Animals and the Yardbirds and all that, some really outstanding, and some that weren't so outstanding, but, you know, they were fun. But the Hollies were in that outstanding category because the songs were really well-crafted. They were good pop songs, and those harmonies were very unique for the time. I mean, even though you came from that Don and Phil influence, there was a different sound.
There was a three-part, Don, Phil, and Friend, you know. But it really was. Yeah, I mean, I think the Hollies did have a unique sound. Very luckily, we found this song called He and Heavy Is My Brother.
Oh, that was huge over here.
And we had the great Elton John playing piano on the record.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's so cool.
Reggie Dwight, we gave him £5. Yeah. £5. I tell you what, he grabbed it, believe me.
Oh, yeah, right.
He needed it.
Not a lot of money as a songwriter back then, you know.
That's right. But then, and that of course broke worldwide, and especially in the States. But we can't complain, you know. In England, we had 28 hit records.
Wow. An amazing record.
One more than the Beatles.
I think sometimes people now, you know, they know artists that put out an album every 5 or 10 years and it sounds like the one they did before. The Beatles were putting out 1 or 2 albums a year and each one was different. Unbelievable.
I mean, I'm a huge Beatles fan like everybody else in this room. And my favorite album, and I'll tell you the reason it is A Hard Day's Night. And the reason I really like that is because apparently they were told, you know, you're going to do a film, you're going to do a movie. We call them films in England, you know. And they were told, you better write some songs. And apparently they wrote the songs, for Hard Day's Night. They wrote all those songs in about a 3-week period. Which if you think, things like I Should Have Known Better, and I Love Her.
Yeah,
these songs, and A Hard Day's Night, of course.
Right.
All written in a 3-week spell. Write some songs, you're doing a film. And I just think for that reason, it sounds so together.
Yeah.
They're not the same,
no.
But they sound like they were written in the same 3 weeks,
right.
Somehow or other.
Right, right.
It's just very, you know, the continuity is there, you know.
More music! The legends of rock and roll!
Wow, what a great group. Another band that formed that British Invasion. And here's that blockbuster track that Terry was talking about. The year 1969, the city, Liverpool. The group, The Hollies.
With a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where. Yeah.
not share.
Wow, what a cool groove by yet another great British group which had that Mersey sound. Oh, by the way, did you catch the comments by Terry Sylvester as he spoke about how much the Everly Brothers influenced the harmonies of the Hollies?
He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
Nice music. I just like their music.
It's the music.
That's what makes it so awesome.
Hey, Iceman.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mark. And hey, I think I got a bromance with you.
Love them. They just play great music that I love. They usually have it on as much as I can.
They're making radio fun again.
Oh, yeah.
It's groovy, man.
I love you, Iceman.
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye.
All right, darlings, we've heard from T-Rex and also the Hollies. Right now, we're going to stay in London and hear from another great power group. Now, you better get ready to light your hair on fire. It's time for Free.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet.
And yet another great rock group that was a member of that British invasion. From across the pond, Paul Rodgers and Free.
I took her home to my place. Watching every move on her face.
You know who it is.
I love you guys.
How your radio's up.
You guys are so awesome. They play a nice variety of music.
I love the music they play.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for doing this show, Nikki.
A lot of big air hugs and to all you darlings out there. We really do appreciate it. And if you want to hear a record, you get a hold of us right here at this station, man. And the Iceman will go out dumpster diving and he'll find that record and then we'll spin it for you.
Get naked, baby!
For all you darlings right now is a little factoid in rock and roll history. At the same time that the British invasion was happening in the early 1960s, there were two youth subcultures that started to appear, one in Nottingham and the other in Liverpool. One group was called the Mods, and they often frequented a nightclub called the Dungeon Club in Nottingham. They frequently wore parkas, Chelsea boots, and the girls wore miniskirts along with pixie cut hairstyles. There would also be a mod trademark of scooters which lined the streets outside of the Dungeon Club. Now this subculture group, they loved R&B. They would often be found inside the club listening to some great sounds by groups such as The Small Faces, or Ike and Tina Turner, or The Drifters. In contrast, in Liverpool, there was a club called the Cavern Club, and a group of teens who often frequented this club were called the Rockers. And after wore boots, t-shirts, black leather jackets, and they rode motorcycles. They listened to a louder and rougher style of rock and roll music. Some of the groups that could be found in the Cavern during that time period was a little group called the Mustangs, who later transitioned into the Kinks, and also a group called the Quarrymen, who wore their white t-shirts and black leather jackets and jeans. And later they morphed into the Beatles. Well, the mod and rockers' conflicts finally resulted in all-out fights and riots. It was May of 1964, and many of the mods and rockers were jailed after riots in the seaside resort towns of southern England, such as Margate in Kent, Brighton in Sussex, and Clacton in Essex. Even a couple members of Parliament became involved in this and said that this rock and roll music was causing the youth culture to become hooligans. And as they say, the rest is rock and roll history.
The memories are here. 1965.
Now Well, you garage rock heads, you better get ready out there, darlings, because we're going to take you to Liverpool, the venue, the Cavern Club. This group performed there many times. And listen to this music. Now, what group do you think you would have been a member of back in the day? The Mods or the Rockers? Give us a call here and let us know. A wee bit of the Yardbirds for you.
It's a blast from the past.
You're gonna have it in there. 1964.
Up for you right now, Garage Rock Kids, we're gonna go to 1964. And what a group these guys were. This was a B-side of one of their records. The writer was Van Morrison. The group, them.
Get off my feet, boy. I'm from a head to the ground. It comes around here I did the bad midnight. She make me feel so good, love. She make me feel all right. And her name is G. L. Whoa. R. Around here just about midnight. She make me feel so good, love. I wanna say she make me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Watch come to my house. She knock upon my door. And then she come to my room.
What a great Irish group, and they were also part of that Mercy sound out of Liverpool. In addition, they played at the Cavern Club with other groups such as the Rolling Stones, the Yardbirds, the Beatles, the Hollies, the Kinks, Elton John, Black Sabbath, The Who, and John Lee Hooker. And that's only to name a few.
The memories are here. 1965.
For all you garage rock kids right now is a new genre of music that started to appear in 1965. These guys were loved by the mods and was part of the mod scene. Their music was referred to as freak beat. Up for you right now, The Sorrows.
You make it full for you, then you give it back. You shouldn't do that. You see me walk that floor, just thinking of you. You see me walk that floor, baby, right out of my shoes. Somebody help me, please. Tell me what to do. Just send an SOS. You're my heart to distress. Won't somebody please take her place? Will I find her there? Searching everywhere. Won't you break my heart?
That's right, darlings, it was 1964, man. And this is one of the first groups that came over to the U.S. that began that British invasion. The Zombies for you.
The way she lied. Well, no one told me about her. How many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about.
Well, darlings, it's about time for Dickie Lee and the Iceman to go outside, jump in that 55, and boogie once again. Now, we hope you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane with these British invasion sounds. And, oh, don't forget about those mods and rockers, man. Wow, what a group of kids these guys were. Now, don't you forget to come on in here next week. We'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed with a lot of giggles and tickles. Until then, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!